The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Grief Karga said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Freeze!
No!
Drop your weapons.
No, pardon. Sorry, I didn't mean to alarm.
This is Dr. Pershing. Please excuse his lack of decorum. His enthusiasm outweighs his discretion. Please lower your blaster.
Have them lower theirs first.
We have you 4-1.
I like those odds.
Well, that was the sound of the Star Wars franchise space western series, The Mandalorian, as we continue our series Boxed with host of Screen Time, John Friday. John, good morning.
Pa, how are you?
I'm very well, but I haven't watched The Mandalorian and I didn't see an awful lot of the Star Wars franchise. I know it's popular culture. I should catch up on some, you know, take a winter holiday and watch them all. But
capital idea. Someone texted me on the way in saying, are you going to be talking about space cowboys on Pat Kenny this week? Let me tell you really quickly, right? I'll give you the history of Star Wars and 30 quick seconds. So these three amazing films called Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi come out and they change people's lives, including my own if you were a child of the 80s. Then three prequel movies came out, Attack of the Clones, The Phantom Menace, Revenge of the Sith, and they were terrible. Then J.J. Abrams got his hands on it and did three pretty decent movies that ended the whole thing. And right around the end of that, Disney bought the rights to Star Wars and there was this big fear that they were going to plunder the Star Wars franchise, which they have to a certain extent. So when news of The Mandalorian came, Star Wars fans had a collective sigh, I think, thinking this could be awful. This is just not going to work.
And
it was astoundingly good. And I can't get over it. And it saved my children during one of the lockdowns, I can't remember which one, when the second series came out, because Star Wars, despite how little you know of it and all's been said about it, was in essence a Western in space. That was the magic of it, really. You know, Darth Vader and TIE fighters and all that, but at its heart, it was gunslingers using lasers instead of guns. And there was almost touches of Sergio Leone about it. And what The Mandalorian did was take up that mantle and do it brilliantly. The Mandalorian is this bounty hunter, played brilliantly by Pedro Pascal. There were some episodes without any dialogue, incidentally. I found it very hard to get clips, but I think we managed it, guys. And he wears this helmet. And his in the first episode, he's going to find some kind of bounty he has to bring back. And at the end of it, he realises the bounty is basically a baby Yoda. You're familiar with Yoda.
Yes, of course.
Aren't you? Sorry if I'm talking down to you.
I mean, no, but some of the things that I do know, baby Yoda, obviously, I remember Sir Alec Guinness, the late Alec Guinness, made more money from his performance in Star Wars than he did in his entire career.
I know, yes. That happened to a lot of people. God bless the blockbuster. So at the end of The Mandalorian, they introduce this baby Yoda and the Mandalorian decides, or Mando as he's called, that he's not going to give him back. And this strange attachment forms between this blood-curdling bounty hunter and a one-foot baby Yoda. Now, that sounds absurd, and on one level it is, but it is the greatest piece of Star Warsdom since the 80s, I would contend. And I think a lot of Star Wars fans on the text machine there might possibly agree with this. It was a complete revelation because it had everything that the original Star Wars movies had and a little more besides.
And is The Mandalorian sort of a Clint Eastwood, you know, make my epoch kind of character?
Very much so. Very much so. Do you feel lucky, Yoda, that kind of thing? That's exactly it. And in a way, it, as I say, it owes more to those kind of spaghetti westerns than it does with to some of the original Star Wars.
You have another clip.
I do. And you see what The Joy did, and I don't want to lose you here because we could go down a rabbit hole with Star Wars fandom, but it brought in some of the other Star Wars characters, most notably Boba Fett, who was another bounty hunter. I won't get into it. He's not technically a Mandalorian, but we'll definitely go down a rabbit hole if we get into it. Why don't we just take a listen to the clip?
You are not a Mandalorian.
Never said I was.
I didn't know sidekicks were allowed to talk.
All of that isn't the Quacta calling the stifling slimy. Easy there, little one.
You'll be talking through the window of a Bacta tank. All right, easy. Save it for the imps.
You gotta be kidding me. Mandalore, turn that planet to glass.
You are a disgrace to your armor.
This armor belonged to my father.
Don't you mean your donor?
Careful, princess.
You are a clone. I've heard your voice thousands of times.
Mine might be the last one you hear.
Oh. Imagine finding out you're a clone at that age in your life. Now tell me, how many series and will there be more?
Yeah, so there is two. As I say, the second one came out in the middle of the last lockdown and was adored. There's going to be a third one and there's going to be a fourth one. They need to tread carefully. Like, Disney are really ramping up their Star Warsdom and, you know, too much is possible. So let's wait and see.
Okay, someone demurs. Revenge of the
Sith
is far from a terrible film. Second, J.J. Abrams made episodes 7 and 9, both of which are dreadful films. Rian Johnson did episode 8, which is good, but is the most controversial of the sequel trilogy.
Wow, a bigger nerd than me is listening. I agree with what they're saying. I had to talk in generalities. We don't have much time. His or her points are well made.
All right, now, what have you got? Who have you got on screen time?
There is possibly my favourite and most knowledgeable person about cinema living today is a man called Mark Cousins. You may remember him since the 90s. He did shows like Videodrome and all. He's a brilliant Netflix documentary out now called The Story of Film. So he is the banner guest this week, and all the usual reviews of the new Sex Pistols documentary, or Sex Pistols drama Pistol, which we may talk about someday.
Yeah, because there's all that stuff about whether Johnny Rotten and the music and
the
all
thing
the
is, Johnny Rotten's the best guy in it. I thought it was pretty dull, and then Anson Boone shows up as Johnny Rotten and he's brilliant. So all that on this week's
Screen All right, Time. Screen Time on air Saturday 6 to 7. Yes.
Podcast available from 5. Sorry, I thought you were going to do that.
No, I was going to do the podcast yes. available from 5 as you were gazumped by football last weekend.
Let's not get into that.
All right. John Fardy, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for today. A reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.